Well, the latest round of this was provoked by the governor's op-ed piece in the Baltimore Sun, which is titled "In Baltimore, Fewer Arrests, More Crime," and he used a really interesting term, if anybody read it. Which and this, of course, is his whole argument that once he left City Hall in 2006, the city essentially changed its policy, and instead of arresting more than 100,000 people a year, it became more targeted to more serious offenses, and the number of arrests started to drop. And his argument is that the reason we've seen an uptick in crime in the past 12 to 18 months in shootings and homicides is because the arrests are down so much. And he's really put himself out there and is himself taking a lot of criticism because there were a lot of people that did not like that policy when he was mayor.
Yeah, and I don't know if she used this term today when she was talking about it, but she certainly talked about all the arrests, zero tolerance. And she made it very clear that she's heard from many people in many neighborhoods that they don't want to go back to that.
She was very, very firm today to say we're not going back to this, and also said that she's concerned that the debate over this that the governor has sparked is causing what she termed as anxiety in communities, where she said so many people were literally under siege because of the arrest policy. You know, the policy we're talking about was that we were doing story after story after story in 2005 and 2006 when the arrest number, you know, exceeded 100,000 per year of people that were getting arrested for very minor offenses.
Yeah, petty crimes.
Taken to central booking, left there because central booking was so overwhelmed with it. When O'Malley left and Sheila Dixon took over, and Fred, in particular Fred Bielfeld, took over as police commissioner, they totally changed that strategy and started to operate differently. A lot of people are asking, what is he up to? That's one of the questions we take on tonight. He's obviously, and when he was mayor, you know, the crime was about his public safety was his whole portfolio, the beginning and the end, really. He spent so much time on the issue of public safety that his record in crime reduction is really what he has as, you know, for the years he spent here as mayor. And we raised the point that be careful what you wish for, Governor, because as we all know, there are a lot of questions about whether the city's crime reduction under his term as mayor from 1999 through 2006 was it quite as steep as he claimed it was? So, and that's certainly something that is going to be, as he goes forward and tries to get onto a national stage, it's something that is going to get a lot of scrutiny.
You know, the mayor and the governor have long been allies, that's
correct.
Fair to say, right?
So mm-hmm.
she seems to be fairly civil, at least publicly right now, about the criticism that he is leveling against her administration.
He is.
How long do you think that will last?
Well, that's her personality, is that she's pretty civil, but she's also very firm. And in fact, I noticed today that she used the term "my city," and what she used that term is that she said we have a big problem in my city with illegal guns that come in from other places. And she said to the governor, if you want to focus on something, focus on that. That's something you can do something about. Probably a very polite way of saying butt out.
It was interesting. We tried to contact Fred Bielfeld, the former police commissioner, and he said thanks, but no thanks. He just didn't want to get in the middle of it.
You know, I was just going through some old scripts today that I did in 2007 when he became commissioner, and the number of arrests had really started to drop. And he was very clear that that policy of arresting everybody for everything was not what was going to take the attention, energy, and time of the Baltimore Police Department, that instead that the police officers were going to focus on much more serious offenses and offenses that were related to the violent crime problem. But he spoke of that repeatedly in 2007 and 2008.
Well, it will be very interesting to see where this debate goes. Jay
Miller.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Thank you so much for joining us.
All right.